Okay, so one of the things that has been evident in agricultural markets is we've seen this huge run up in land prices over the past decade or 12 years or so. And as you're saying, you're looking into how that's translated itself into credit markets. So how has that translated itself into credit markets, and where are we now? I mean, land values have kind of dipped a little bit, maybe not to the extent that prices have, but there's been a bit of a rebound. So where are we now, and what's going on in both of those markets?
So when I give talks in extension type audiences, I often use the metaphor of a glacial or a glacier to describe farmland markets. And so they're basically the slowest moving part of the farm economy. So we have commodity prices that change throughout the day, right? And then we have our incomes that move around sort of year to year. There's variance in terms of what we see in terms of income. And then that translates into rental rates. And so what farmers are willing to pay to get access to that income stream. And then that gets passed into farmland values. So we had a combination of, you know, high commodity prices, low interest rates that allowed farmland prices to rise quite a bit, although not as high as sort of just pencil and paper economic theory would suggest they could, right? So there was some indication that farmers and farmland purchasers didn't see what we were seeing then as a permanent change, right? So they weren't fully bidding in that potential value. And so we saw land prices go up quite a bit, particularly in the Midwest where I live. We had a couple of quarters there of, you know, 25% gain in a single period. And then now we've seen land prices start to come back down just a little bit. More concentrated in some places, particularly in sort of lower valued land that were bid up higher, but you know, they tend to fluctuate more.